Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. First off, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. Secondly, I trust you are well. And thirdly, I hope you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a Christmas story. When I was a teenager, my mom and dad and myself lived in a 7th-floor apartment off 59th Street in New York City. During Christmas time, my mother would position our Christmas tree in the exact same place every year. Like everyone else, my mom would place our Christmas presents under the ornately decorated Christmas tree. We had extensive decorations on display throughout the apartment. Christmas was a big deal in our family. We played Christmas songs, we lit scented candles, we made our own eggnog, and my mom even made the delicious fruitcakes that she gave to our neighbors in the building. Norman, the Christmas story I want to tell you about revolves around our Christmas tree. It was on Christmas morning. My entire family was seated on the floor around the tree. We sat on the floor every Christmas. My mom would reach under the tree and dole out all the presents until all the gifts were opened. Norm, on that Christmas day, while I was seated on the floor waiting for a present to be given to me, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my lux cunt. And then I felt it again. Before I had a chance to react, something round and long exploded out of the apartment floor. The round and long thing that came out of the floor hammered its way through the fabric of my pajamas and panties, and it bore its way into my hungry fuck hole. Norm, while I waited for a Christmas gift to be handed to me, I took a dick. It wasn't a rubber dildo, it was an enormous dick. I could feel the blood surging throughout the monster cock as it forcefully occupied every square inch of my blood-engorged wet pussy. But how? Why? Norm, the titanic-sized hymen-busting schlong, drilled out my hairy beaver hundreds of times. I came, and I moaned, and I moaned, and I came. My eyes were rolled to the back of my head, and my mouth was slack-jawed. At some point, fistfuls of cum squirted out from under my sweet ass, and then I blacked out. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told my parents what had happened. According to the policeman, a naked big-dicked man, standing in the apartment below, used a thermal imaging camera to locate our positions as we sat on the floor around the Christmas tree above him. By pointing the thermal imaging camera at his apartment ceiling, the bastard located my mother's asshole and cunt, and he deduced that her pussy, as well as her asshole, were stretched out and atrophying. A thermal imaging expert on scene said that there was very little heat radiating off my mother's old dying snatch. The deviant prick saw only one hole with my father. His asshole. The hooligan knew that the one-holed individual had to be my father. The dude wasn't a fruit. He wanted pussy. Young pussy. He wanted my pussy. The perp identified me the same way he identified my mother. I had two holes also, but my cunt and asshole were tight and attractive while viewed on the screen of the handheld thermal imaging camera. Officer McIntyre told my folks that my juicy young pussy generated a huge heat signature. I was filled with eggs and bucketfuls of bubbling vaginal lubricant. Thanks to the goon's thermal imaging camera, he knew right where I was sitting on the floor above him. The perpetrator used large suction cups to get him and his rock-hard penis to his apartment ceiling. Once in position, he used a cordless drill to make a 2-inch in diameter hole for his mammoth dripping cock. And then he impaled me. It was an awful moment. It was Christmas, for God's sake. I was a virgin, but I did get to come. My dad used a wet and dry vacuum to suck up the large puddles of cum and vaginal juices. My mom hammered a champagne cork into the knob hole the idiot drilled into our floor. Of course, I walked bull-legged for a month after the unexpected pounding I took. While I was wiping down my pistol-whipped bludgeon pussy, the workman that was washing our apartment windows knocked on the bathroom window. When I opened the window, he said...
When I was a kid, I was in a car with my mom and dad. We were speeding down the highway on our way to buy a Christmas tree when the tire on my dad's car blew. My dad lost control of the car, and it flipped over a couple of times. We were covered in blood. All of us had broken bones and deep lacerations. My mom was lying on her back on the hood of the car. She went through the windshield. Her pants and panties had been torn off, and her legs were spread and pulled back. My dad was lying on his stomach on the trunk lid. He was completely naked, and his legs were spread also. I was seated in the back seat. My head was hanging outside the rear passenger side window. My mouth was open wide as I gasped for air. While the three of us waited for help to arrive, we were raped and sodomized. My mom took a dick to the cunt, my dad took a dick to his ass, and I was forced to suck someone's big cock. I was just a kid, man. When I tried to escape, I was knocked the fuck out by a blow to the head from a boomerang. What kind of deranged fuck carries around a boomerang? My mother has been in a mental institution ever since that day, and my dad turned into a fruit a couple years after that incident. It was a bad scene, man. Someday I'll find the fucker who raped us, and I will kill him.
Norm, that's how I took a dick on Christmas morning. Norman, I'm telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful when you're sitting around your tree this Christmas. You could take a dick. I did. Now I must get going. Norm, I call all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate the shit out of my clitoris, vagina, and asshole while using a Temu Big Toby 8D battery-powered vibrator. The vibrator resembles a police flashlight used in the 70s. Of course, I'll be doing all of this while I lie atop my dead grandmother's piss, shit, cum, whiskey, blood-stained, and cigarette-burned Old Spring mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Hang on, will ya? Please understand that right now in your community, right now in your village, your hamlet, your little town, wherever you live, city, whatever this thing they call it for your area, your incorporated area, right now in that area, there's a building that runs 24/7 and it never stops running. 24/7, the trucks come and go. The lights are on, the electricity's pumping into the building, fans and things are running inside, and it never stops. The building looks like every other building. It looks like possibly a restaurant that maybe is being put up, but is delayed, and it never really gets fully put up. It looks like another building going up. It looks like a plumbing shop, but the plumbing shop is never opened, or it says closed for remodeling, or it says reorganizing, or it just looks like regular homes. This building is in your community right now. It's not a bullshit. It's not a joke. It's in your community. And why is it in the community? Why are trucks coming and going? Why is electricity pounding and pumping into the building nonstop? The lights are there. Who maintains the driveway to the place? Why is it upkept all the time, this building, and you never really see anybody come or go? Though I've heard stories and been told things like they have fake people inside of them occasionally moving around, like something in a Home Alone or some shit like that. What is this building that I'm talking about? Well, it's simple. It's simple and you should know about it. And if you know about it, which I don't want you to know, if you know about it, you could be in danger. You could lose everything because they don't want this to get out. They don't want this secret to get out. It could destroy everything. And what is this building? What is this place in your village, your hamlet, your town, your city, whatever shithole place you live in that's better than everybody else, whatever it is? People only go to places where there's pussy. In the UP, there's tiny towns, there's no bitches there at all because there's nothing to buy. So wherever there's pussy, you're going to go there.
Oh.
and that's where these buildings are. What are these buildings? Why do the trucks come and go nonstop? Well, the trucks are filled with special coal. The trucks are filled with tons and tons of coal and filtering material. What is the filtering material? What is the coal? Well, these buildings, quite simply, are gigantic air filters. It's like if you're in your house, say where you're with some bitch, some big-titted imbecile, she's in marketing, she studies marketing, they all study fucking marketing, she's studying nursing, they all study nursing. You're with some imbecile, and you're in your house, and you're fucking, right? You're fucking just like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. I do fucking, too. Everybody does fucking in this world. It's hard to understand, really. It simply is. You're doing some fucking. You're in a goddamn house. She's in a room with you. You're fucking. She's some imbecile that's treated everybody she's met like this. She originally had one candle, but that couldn't extinguish the stink of her pussy. She had one candle. Then candle makers realized the stink of her pussy couldn't be controlled with a scented candle with only one wick. So they went two wick candles. Two wick candles seemed to burn off the stink, disguise the stink of her pussy really good until it didn't anymore. Chicks' big gapes are getting used like crazy. Chicks lay a mile of meat a fucking month. Honest to God, I'll tell you how that works in a minute, maybe, if I can remember. And she's in there with her two wick candle. And you're in there with a two-wick candle, and you're thinking, wow, I'm fucking, what's all this nonsense about chicks and all this? This is romantic. She's got two-wick candle going. We're listening to Marvin Gaye or some other bullshit music, whatever's playing today. I don't listen to really music. And then if you notice that when you're fucking her, they go up to three-wick candle. Now, three-wick candle is dangerous. It's a dangerous sign. A three-wick candle, you're with this bitch, and this relates directly to these buildings I'm telling you about. A three-wick candle is this. She's got such a smelly, odorous snatch. Her twat is so devastating to the nasal passages that she's got to run three candles in order for you to stay on top of her and keep fucking. Now, I've literally gone off women that stunk that I couldn't fuck, and I probably could have used a three-wick candle. I've literally gone off of my run from that odor. I mean, if you find shit on the street, you don't pick it up and smell it. You know what shit is. You stay away from it. For some reason, men don't do that. Doesn't matter how bad that cunt could smell, how many goddamn miles of dick she's laid in that pussy, she still finds a sucker, a rube like you, who'll keep fucking her. Doesn't make sense. And I'm so lucky, man, a little German girl, I've got something really good here. So they went from one-wick candles to two-wick candles to three-wick candles because their pussy odor was so bad, and why wouldn't it be? She's had two abortions come out of that twat. Two abortions, 1,000 yeast infections, all kinds of urine, all kinds of fucking people have had their cock and their fingers in that place. Why wouldn't? It's like mass transit, like you're going on a subway or something in her pussy. Of course it's going to smell. It's highly trampled, highly traveled on, and it stinks. So that wasn't enough. And I know this to be true, what I'm going to tell you now. What have they done? Three-wick candles don't work anymore. How does this relate to the building? Well, it relates to the building this way that is in your town right now. In that building that I'm telling you about in your community, it is scrubbing the fucking air for the stench of pussy. They can't let out the stench of pussy. They can't let people become aware of the stench of pussy. And corporations have been doing this working with the government for a billion years. That's where douches come in. That's where douches on the shelf at Walmart come in, raspberry, strawberry, to try to make that cunt better. Because once the cunt stops getting dick, the spending stops because she's got nobody giving her money anymore. So it stops. They can't let you smell the cunt directly. They can't. So they've got these little buildings that scrub the air. And a billion pounds of charcoal comes into these buildings, charcoals and filter material, to filter the air in your community. There you are walking around, you think, wow, I really like this community. Look at the beautiful homes. They started 800,000. What a lovely, controlled, manicured community. I like this area. Well, you wouldn't like it if they shut off the pussy scrubbers in your community. You wouldn't like it. I don't care how pretty the town is. It's dwarfed. It's been minimalized. It's been crushed by the stench of pussy. And you don't know it. They know what can happen. Towns can close up completely overnight, can go barren, turn into something out of the old west back to 1750 with crumbling buildings because people smell pussy and they don't want that. That's the same thing that's going on, the same corruption, the same bizarreness, manipulation of your senses as a man when it comes to candles. Yeah, you got pussy scrubbers in the air. And it works on a whole for a lot of people. Pussy scrubbers, it's working that people can drive through the town. They can go to the Burger King. They can go to the McDonald's. They can go to Roy Rogers or whatever fucking restaurants in your community. They can go there and they think, what a lovely day. I've got this day off. But take away the pussy scrubber that's sucking that air in and filtering it and putting it back out. He now says this, holy shit, I smell pussy. Let's get the flying fuck out of here. Put it in drive, big dickhead. Let's get out of here now. Let's get out of here. I don't want nothing to do with it here. It's like you're in a house like The Exorcist or some shit like that. Or fucking Amityville Horror when he came into the fucking place and flies and shit. It's the same goddamn thing. He's got to get out of there. And you'd have to get out of there. They don't want that. Corporations rely on you thinking the woman's cunt doesn't smell like it's pure evil. And it does smell that way. I don't care what it is. If you can take that, if you're with some bitch and you do this regularly, you should get some kind of government accommodation, an award, accommodation. I could withstand it. 20, 30 years of going down there, I'm still here, I'm still standing. No, you're not. Man, you're a shell of what you were, man. Man, you ain't nothing like you were when you're 20 fucking years old. You just don't see how godly, badly burned and nuked you've become because of her cunt. And that's what they're doing. So now you got candle makers doing the same thing. On a small scale, why do they get to do it on a small scale if you got massive pussy scrubbers in the community? It's because you're now 1 inch from her cunt. You're now trying to really sink it. You're now trying to really sell yourself. I'm going to make her really like me. She won't want to wander. She'll tell her friends about me. Only someone with that mentality like you could think something like that. I don't care what it is. And if I'm gagging, I'm going to tell her I'm gagging. She's a deadly. I'm going to tell her she's a deadly. You're helping her. I'm telling her these things. So they put the candles in because when you're 1 inch from that pussy and you're looking down at it and you hesitate for just a second, you might think, rethink it, and they don't want that. So what have they done? They've gone from 1-wick candles to 2-wick candles, 3-wick candles. They've got pussy scrubbers in the community, don't they? They've got all kinds of pussy scrubbers in the community. I don't know how much that cost. It's scrubbing the air. And a bitch drives around like she's somehow entitled to be here, like she has a right to drive around. Hey, what are you doing today, Jen? Oh, nothing. Thought I'd go over to Target and see if I can steal anything. You know, they're open to that shit, stealing shit and chicks in there. Goddamn, they owe 20, they've lost $20 billion. I think that number was higher. From theft from women going into Target. Yeah, let's open that store up. I want that. Every sucking fucking succubus coming in there, an incubus, whatever they call them, stealing everything because they like females. No one else likes us. It's unbelievable. Target caters to us. I just walked out with $1,000 in merchandise. So, you got the 3-wick candle, the 2-wick candle, the 1-wick candle, and you got now the new improved candle. The new improved candle in case the pussy scrubbers in your town ain't keeping you controlled. If they're not keeping you controlled, it's the same way they control people with no money. They control them with food and shit and junk food. They lay down there gassed out for 9 hours. It's the same kind of conspiracy shit going on. So now they got what? They got wooden wick candles. A wooden wick. It's no longer 1-wick, 2-wick, or 3-wicks for fucking. It's now wooden wick candle. And here's the selling thing they'll tell you for the wooden wick candle. It's got a bigger burning area because it's burning a wooden wick and makes crackling sounds for more romance. More romance, crackling sounds, and it makes a bigger mass, a bigger melted area in a candle so that more aroma, more aromatic smells can come out of that candle and fill the air. I mean, come on. If you can't see what's fucking going on, if you can't see how badly they're trying to entrap you, if you can't see how badly they're trying to hypnotize, mesmerize, and control you in every way, then something's wrong with you. I got a wooden wick candle. My cunt smells like something from fucking hell. It smells worse than any... Now listen, I was in Vietnam 18 months. I'm not bullshitting you. I was a door gunner on a Huey helicopter, Bell H-1. I was a door gunner, fucking 1,000 rounds a minute on a goddamn... an M1 machine gun. It was incredible. I smelled death all the time. I used to jump out of fucking helicopters and fuck 50 women. That's no lie. I could numb myself down that much. I didn't go into it as fucking. I went into it as rage. And my dick was a club. It wasn't a sexual tool. It was a club when I was fucking the VC and going down there and jumping a tidal wave of water and the rice paddies and the chicks running. That's what I did. And I never smelled nothing like I have with chicks, regards to chicks' pussies in this country. It's unbelievable. And you're taking it, man. You just keep on taking it and keep on taking it. Where's the fucking blowback? Sissy's got a candle with a wooden wick, man. I finally got something. I'm running out of time. I can't sell myself anymore. I'm getting ugly. My tits are sagging. I'm an ugly old-looking bitch. How much HD makeup? How many more thousands I got to spend on makeup to draw on a dude so that he can pay for me as I age because I have no intention of ever working? That's the only reason they're in any workforce at all. Or they're nursing or they're marketing, whatever it is. All shit you can't fucking track. That's why they're doing it. I'm running out of time, man. I gotta have a wooden wick candle to disguise the stench of my fuckhole. There's nothing worse than a decaying fuckhole. Why is it decaying? Why could it be decaying? Why is she worried about that? Because the fuckhole wasn't used correctly. The fuckhole didn't produce. The factory is shut down and never made nothing except give her orgasms one after another, all for me, me, me. There she is. And now it's colliding, it's collapsing from within, it's now shutting down. Factories that don't produce anything become decaying old buildings, and they're worried about that. What if someone smells what my pussy really is? The pussy that I fucking defaulted on, the pussy that I didn't actually use for what it was supposed to be, the lie that I goddamn am as I walked around looking for fucking a mile of meat a month. So they're going to wooden wick candles. And it's a bad sign that they're going to wooden wick candles. I hate to talk about this during the holidays. It's a bad sign that they go to wooden wick candles. They got a wick on them a half inch wide. It makes this big burning mass. It makes a crackling sound. You can't light it with a match. I know this for a fact because I've had this happen to me. And this is why I'm actually talking about this now recently. You have to light it with a fucking cigarette lighter, not with a match. It makes crackling sounds. The crackling sounds are supposed to be romantic. A little fucking romantic thing in the air you bring in here, and it's supposed to be romantic for the dude. That's not romantic to me. The crackling sounds in this fucking wooden wick candle that they're selling today because of the stench of pussy, the cracking sound sounds like little fissures breaking in my bones from all the goddamn trouble I'm going to have with this bitch in the future. And it's the truth. Big cracking sounds, fissures cracking, small tiny cracks throughout the fucking frame of my skeletal body, small fucking cracks in the structure in my psyche of who I think I am, and I'm hearing the cracks with a wooden fucking wick candle at Christmas time. These crack sounds, you ever hear it? You're burning wood and you're crackling sounds. Holy shit, it's so romantic. When you're with the candle and there's no fireplace, man, and all there is a pussy there waiting to engulf you, you better please it. You better give it what it wants, which is meat. That's what they are. I mean, let's put it aside. Chicks are meat eaters, and they're constantly walking around looking for meat like you, some stupid computer, your brain running the meat, and they can pull you in, Rube. I got to have my three-wick candle. I'm running out of time. It's a bad sign. Now, it's a half inch wide, and it's thin. It's a piece of wood, and it makes crackling sounds, and it makes the aroma of the candle come out in a more intense way. And that's to disguise their cunt. Isn't it? The cracking sounds. Disguise her cunt. Now, chicks are big save the world shit, right? They're saving the world, the ozone layer, whatever bullshit they come up with. But how many trees are coming down for this fucking candle? A half-inch wooden wick. How many goddamn trees are being raped so she can take dick? It's all they want is dick. And in the end, it's not anything they want. It's what they want after the dick, and it's you and your finances and your goddamn house and everything that'll support them. Where the fuck did she come from? You didn't know her 3 months ago. You didn't know her 6 months ago. And especially didn't know her 10 years prior. But now she's everything to you. You don't give a fuck about her past, who she is, what she was. You don't care. And there she is. You're so goddamn happy. Remember, she's a master manipulator. She's had dick in her cunt. She was 14 years old. Why do you think she's so impressed when you pull your pants down and her legs are spread and her fucking kneecaps are hitting her ears? Why do you get in? Wow, look at this. She's so impressed I've knocked her out. She's been doing that same damn thing forever, man. Give her the dick and shut up. Put your earplugs in so you don't hear the crackling sounds. What I'm saying is it's a dangerous thing that's going on with candles. One candle in the old days in 1938 was fine. 1938, she had a beautiful skirt on. She had a slipper under her skirt. She had a brassiere on. She wanted a real family. She dreamed of children. That's 1938. One candle that wasn't even scented, man. It was just to set some kind of mood, like flickering signs on the wall. Now today, it's way past that. Three-wick candles, they're the size of a fucking... You ever see a bleach bottle?
Cut the bleach bottle in half. That's how big the goddamn candles are now. With 3 and 4 and 5 fucking wicks because of that goddamn obnoxious pussy stinking up the fucking area. Hardest thing for a realtor to do is sell a house when a woman has been in and she's been younger because she's taken a lot of dick. They'll tell you that it's a good thing, this house. And I better start putting cookies in here to give it a homey feel. It has nothing to do with cookies or a homey feel. When they put up fucking your cookies and warm cookies and baked goods in the house you're looking at is for sale, it's to disguise the stench of the slut that was in there that owned that house that took non-stop amounts of dick. Truckloads of dick, cargo planes full of dick, boatloads full of goddamn dick, people parachuting from military planes with their dicks coming down. That's what a chick is. I'm gonna burn some cookies now. This is the first rule they tell a realtor. Time to burn some cookies. I mean, cook some cookies or bake some cookies in the oven. Why's that? You're the new guy. Why's that? Well, they smell the cookies. It feels really homey. It's always a bitch telling this explanation. It's real homey. You might have a chance. It's nothing to do with that. The chick was 16 feet from where you're standing, taking a cock up her ass, one in her pussy, and she was sucking 2 cocks and pumping off 3 more in a goddamn room above her until all the money crashed. We better get this candle in here. They're going to catch on to the bitch. They're going to smell pussy. Nobody's going to want it. Let's get the cookies going. Really bad places, they got to bring microwave ovens in to the second and third floor in these huge houses and bake instant cookies in there to get the cookie stink in there so that someone will buy the goddamn house. 3 wick candles was it. 1 wick candle in 1938, you were with a chick you really liked. Wow, what a beautiful skirt. I love your nylons. Are those pantyhose? God, your perfume was great. I just love it. Evening in Paris. I've always liked that perfume, they say. Isn't it wonderful? Now we flash forward. We got fucking the house riddled with shit so you can't smell her pussy and detect what a fucking whore she is. No, I'm not a fucking misogynist. I had 3 sisters. They're all goddamn dead. Now I'll tell you what, I sleep better because of it. They're dead, man. They can't hurt me anymore. Just like the bitch is trying to hurt you right now. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening to this. This isn't a joke. This is a fucking handbook on how to fucking live, man, from the mind of Norm Augustinus. Tall, thin, handsome. Really, the recipe of what people want to be in America. That's no lie. You see, chicks think I'm sexy. They want to hump me. They want to blow me. They don't want to hump you. They don't want to blow you. They don't think you're sexy. Why? Because you don't fit into their scenario. You don't fit into their mind. This mind is like a fucking, it's this animal that comes out of the ground. What's a meerkat? Once in a while, a meerkat sticks his head out of his hole and looks around and says, okay, everything's all clear. That's what chicks are today. They're always in their hole of romance and all this other shit, commercializing. They're in this hole. They only come out once in a while if you might show up. I got to pretend like I'm a human being now. I got to pretend and see what's going on. It's time for me to take a bath and get out of the fetal position, which most chicks are in 24-7 with a blanket on them. I work in marketing. You do? What do you do? I don't really know. What else you do? I'm studying nursing. You are? Wow, you can take care of people? You're going to take care of people, old people, empty bedpans and help them out? Yeah, I'm into nursing. She won't fucking bend over for you. She treats her dog better than you, but she's going into nursing. Take her out now. Eventually, people are going to rebel on these bitches. Like when she comes in to help me, I'm going to have a shiv ready. I'm going to have a fucking switchblade ready. I'm going to have 2 sets of brass knuckles that have been heavily fortified by one of my listeners, and I'm going to punch this lady in the goddamn jowls. Don't you try to hurt me. This is what I'm going to tell her. Boom. Get you and your pussy out of here. The pussy is a different entity to a woman. Yes, it's connected to them, but they see it as something different. It's really bizarre and strange. It's like their pal down there. How are you? Here we go. Take some dick today. I'm going to get some dick. 2 wick candles, 1 wick candles, 3 wick candles, that was a danger sign. It's everywhere, the danger sign. Now, according to my friend that knows about these air scrubbers in the cities, hamlets, villages, towns all around you, that knows about these, they're now talking about what to do. That they're not able to contain the stink coming out of women's pussies. If you can't contain the stink coming out of women's pussy, there is no economy, there is nothing selling, because no dude would ever buy shit. I know this personally. They got friends all over the place, men. I ask them all the time, did you buy anything recently? Yeah, bought a battery for my damn thing for my car so I can start it remotely. I bought a battery for my fucking car security system. Yeah, really? Yeah, that's great. That's what a man buys. The man buys nothing. They have to have this slut in there needling them all the time to buy something now. It's the holidays. You don't buy something now, she'll gas you with your pussy. There will be a time that comes, and I feel sorry for you, because I truly am your friend. There is a time that'll come that your mind will accept all this shit, that your mind will accept the stench of her pussy and accept the control, overwhelming control. That's the job of the pussy odor, is to get into you and break down your DNA. It comes in initially and it's obnoxious and bothersome and you don't want to do it again. But then suddenly you find yourself 5-8 years later and you think, oh, fuck it, who cares, I'm gone. I might as well just go down there and eat. There's nothing left. My friends got old. Whatever I believed in is gone. The things I thought I was going to do is gone. I'll just go down to this trash heap, this 98-degree fucking bod. That's her temperature, and I'll eat it out. I don't know why. That's what could happen to you. Well, the government's very concerned about the stench of pussy, and they have stench meters, honest to God. And they're secret locations. They're in a steel cabinet, and they're usually on some building, possibly on that building, but they look like something entirely different. And inside that is an actual meter that will tell the amount of ammonia, the acids, the peptides that are in the pussy that are causing the stench of this fucking stuff to come out and go into the air. They can test it, and they can get the results on it and see what's going on. Oh, my God. I don't know what the numbers are. You didn't tell me that. Oh, my God, we're at 92%. A 92% of pussy air that's in the air right now, that's after the pussy scrubbers are running 24-7, and that means everything could come crumbling the fuck down, God damn it. It's going to crumble down. People are going to no longer fuck these women, and we're not going to sell shit. If I didn't have a woman, I wouldn't buy nothing, man. I'd come to your house with a six-pack. I'd come to your house and, whatever, if you've got legal marijuana, I'd buy some pre-rolls. We'd smoke that shit down. Maybe I'd bend you over and fuck you. I don't know what we would do. Maybe we'd play checkers or Monopoly. Maybe we'd go down and play with a Ouija board. This is what fucking men do. But I don't know what they're going to do. What happens when these things come crashing down and everybody walks out and says, oh, I smell his pussy? You won't walk towards your woman. You won't walk towards the three daughters you've been buying maxi pads since she was fucking 12 years old and fucking maxi pads. You won't walk towards them either. All you want to do is get out of there. You'll want to run. You'll dump your car. You'll dump your electric bike, your electric, whatever the fuck you got, and you'll just start walking north. And I hope that doesn't happen, north to Michigan, where it is absolutely fantastic. 180 million acres of forest in Michigan. The trees suck up shit. They breathe in all kinds of stuff, don't they? They put out oxygen, breathe in carbon dioxide, and they put out oxygen. It works the same way with their pussy. Where there's trees, there's the stench of pussy is by far less. And then you have all the moss that grows on trees. They know the moss inhales the stench of pussy and also puts out oxygen. You run north to get away from it. You run north remembering what you once were, motherfucker. How you used to sit on a curb and drink a Mountain Dew. How you sat on a curb and drank a Coca-Cola. And you sat there and you were fucking free and this cunt, this thing, wasn't clawing at your goddamn dick to control you and put you in drive, aim in her direction on everything. Man, this is what's coming down the pike, man. You got to be seriously worried. I knew we were in trouble when I saw them go to two-wick candles. I thought, well, those two-wick aromatic candles ain't cutting a pussy stench. And she knows it. And she doesn't want him to catch on to what she really is. What that area down there is, man. They've sexualized the shit out of it. It's a goddamn skin pipe that stinks that a kid slides down, man. Wow, that is really attractive, isn't it? A kid slides down this fucking thing, and when he's coming down, he shits. He comes out, and there he is. There it is. There's what you're working for. That's all it. There it is, all there. And it isn't even a kid anymore. Today, it's used as a fucking financial prop. Man, you owe me $800 or $900 a month or more because of that fucking kid that I tricked you into, that I lured you into using fucking aromatic wooden candles, man. Here they are. Look what you got now. Now get the fuck out of here. I got a restraining order on you. 500 feet. Now it's 500 feet. When you first met her, she couldn't be 1 foot from you. She was on top of you, skin to skin with a cock lodged up her ass. Now it's 500 feet, and that's what you got to deal with. These pussy scrubbers, man. These buildings are fierce. My friend told me about them in detail. They're built like something Henry Ford would build. You're talking I-beams made of iron. You're talking huge vats, steel vats made of iron. You're talking about floors with shock absorbers in the machines, like old stamping plant machines that stamped out parts. 1 2-ton press, it shaked the whole floor, so they had to put in these rubber cushions, these rubber shocks in the floor for these things. It's the same way at these pussy scrubbing units. And they're not working anymore, man. They're breaking down. They're breaking down, and pretty soon you're going to be smelling pussy in the shithole you live in right now. The shithole you live in, where one time you knew every goddamn neighbor for 4 blocks around you, 6 blocks. In that 6 blocks, you may have fucked three American girls in those three in that time you were there. Now it's nothing but goddamn Slims. That's short for Muslims. It's Slims everywhere, ready to cut your goddamn head off. You and your F-250 and your Christmas tree. The Slims, man. We don't even want to talk about what a Slim's pussy smells like. A Slim walks around, a Slim female walks around, what, she's got a black goddamn drape on. You know what that pussy starts smelling like? A 90-degree heat, and there you are, and she's telling you off. Get that Christmas tree out of here. It'll stink the whole area up with my pussy. Nobody can keep up the amount of pussy odor that's happening in our cities, towns, hamlets, villages. No one can do it. And the builds of these things. You know, trucks run 24/7, I guess, to bring this coal to these things. It's like the old days in the 30s or the 20s when you had a house, you had a truck deliver coal down a coal chute, and you had a coal furnace. That's what's happening at these places. The coal goes down these chutes into these buildings, and the coal is used to filter the air like a coal filter, like a water filter, and then they put some kind of mesh on it. And that was doing it. It was doing it, but not anymore. Why? Because chicks are taking so much goddamn meat, the pussy is toxic. That hole's vacuous and big and unending. That hole unfurls like a monster, like a snake, like that freaking alien show, The Monster. It just unfurls when you turn her on and gets bigger and bigger and bigger from inside her cunt, because her nose tells her brain how big a hole she needs for that dick. And that cunt track will unfurl for that dick. It's bigger and bigger and bigger. The stink gets more and more and more. The more sin, the more horror that happens down there, the greater amount of stink. My friend who works at the Detroit Health Department, Rapa Lange, honest to God, he said to me, at one time they could handle a yeast infection, he said, with soap and water. At one time, a yeast infection was handled with soap and water. They were mild at best. It was something a chick did. Maybe she wiped her ass forward. Maybe she was stoned and pulled the toilet paper up and wiped her cunt too with shit. At one time, they could handle this with soap and water. That's not the way it is anymore. You can't handle a yeast infection with soap and water anymore. And I asked him. He said a round of antibiotics on top of penicillin, on top of 391. 391 is a shot they give for extremely hard strains of stuff to die. They have to do that for the pussy. Then they give him a salve to put on the cunt to kill this fucking yeast infection, because she's taking dick night and day from everything and anyone. Will you support me? Will you support me? Will you give me money? Will you give me a Gucci purse? Will you buy me a beautiful house? It's one dick after another. It's a collision of fucking faith and sin and horror and hate in that goddamn hole, and it doesn't breed nothing but the stink you're smelling. So under orders of the government, you got places like Target. Yeah, they make some profit, but these aren't for medicinal uses. These aren't for people with anxiety disorders. These aren't for people who have trouble struggling in life and getting through life. Not everybody that comes to this world, fuck stick, was meant to be here. They can't handle things. They just can't handle the way this world is made. I mean, it's wrong to assume they all can. They can. And they fucking make these candles. They pump these candles out. Don't let men catch on to the stench of pussy. Don't let men catch on to what they're really doing. Don't let men understand or ever fathom the depth of what they're doing. The deeper you go in a hole, the deeper you go into her soul. She'll suck it right the fuck out of you, man. She'll suck it out of you. Yeah, I'm a big fan of going deep. I mean, I got 15.5 pounds of dick in my pants. I got a dick that's 14 inches long. If I'm not hitting her cervix, I don't feel like I've done my job. When I pump a chick out, she has problems with her organs in her torso and upper area, even kidneys. She feels strain and duress in that area for up to a month because I'm in there really fucking. I'm not getting pulled into a trap. I'm in there fucking and fighting for my goddamn life, man. Whatever's in the way of my dick, I'm going to crush up. Whatever's in the goddamn path of my prick, I'm going to destroy. What's that thing? Lost is crush, kill, destroy, man. I'm fighting for my life when my cock is in a chick's hole, and you should too. Now you have three chicks. You got three chicks, they're 14 years old, not up, and all they're doing is fucking. There's the stench of pussy there, there, and there. There's the stench of pussy in your mom's and your fucking old lady's cunt. Then her old skag comes over, her mom comes over, and all she did was dick herself and whore herself into the existence of a free home. And there she is, now you got nothing but stench in your house, and you're rubbing your head, and you're taking aspirins, and Advil, and Alka-Seltzer, lime-flavored, and you don't understand why the fucking shit won't stop. It ain't gonna stop, motherfucker. Because you're submersed, you're immersed in a gel-like thing of stench. Imagine Jell-O gelatin. Is it Jell-O gelatin? I like lime. You're in this fucking thing. And you're in the lime. You can't move. You're in that. Now imagine you're in your house. And it's the same thing. You can't see the jello, but you're frozen in the jello of stink. You're being controlled, manipulated, conned in every fucking way. That's why they want you to get an insurance policy for them. Why don't they get an insurance policy for you? I don't give a fuck what happens to you, slag, when I goddamn die. Find yourself another black and fuck him. Find yourself another Chicano and fuck him. Find yourself a slim and fuck him. They got all the goddamn money, don't they? There you go, you're all set now. You gotta worry about a bitch, you poor thing, I better get you insurance, poor thing. She destroyed everything in her path before she got to you. Poor little thing. You gotta get some fucking, some goddamn insurance, you get you some insurance. Oh my God, we better, the three candle pussy isn't working, we better come out with a goddamn wooden candle. It was got a big fucking piece of wood in it, it cracks and shit. We better do that. Man, understand what a woman is. I said on the last recording, I think. Understand what a woman is, man. They take a mile of dick a month. A mile of meat a month. It's not a joke. I'm good at math. Always have been. They take a mile of meat. Every thrust they take puts in about 5 inches. Let's say the average dick. Every thrust they take puts in 5 inches into their pussy hole. At one thrust per second for 10 minutes. One thrust per second for 10 minutes. So what is that? That is maybe what? 3,000 inches per sexual encounter? 3,000 inches per sexual encounter. There's 63,360 inches in a mile, right? So you need to have sex about 21 times to get a mile of dick. That's the mathematical formula. I came up with it. That's just math. You can't change it. 21 times to get a mile of dick a month. Well, all of them have sex 21 times. They have sex with themselves hundreds of fucking times. They're fresh off an orgasm as soon as you meet them. Hey, how you doing? Great. I'm the HR person for this company. Who are you? Yeah, and I shake her hand and her stunts like pussy. Here I, she's just had an orgasm 15 minutes ago. This piece of shit. Look at her. Look at the purity. Look at the hope that's all gone. Look at her. Here he is. How you doing? Yeah, well, we're not going to do that now. We're not going to. You know, we haven't dumped DEI or whatever the fuck they call it, diversity. Well, how you doing? She's just come 15 fucking minutes ago, man. They've all come 15 minutes ago. 15 minutes ago. Or they dildoed themselves. 14 inches of rubber nonstop. Rubber, 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 rubber in their fuck hole. There it is. And you're sitting in a coffee shop with her. Yeah, well, that ain't, Norm, that isn't my woman. And you know, she's not that kind of girl. We go to coffee shops. We stop at antique stores. Motherfucker, she's exactly that. That's what every goddamn bitch does. What are you talking about, Norm? Yesterday, we went and got a milkshake at a milkshake shop, and we had seasoned french fries, and it was really, really nice. That's now, man. Wait till you get down between that rock crusher, that fucking nutcracker that has her legs. Wait till you get down there and smell that pussy. Maybe it's me. I don't know, man. Maybe it's me, but I'm really alarmed by the fucking wooden candles. I'm really alarmed by wooden candles. I mean, I went out with a chick years ago. We didn't really go out. We went out to her dad's GMC Jimmy. Her name was Kim. And she said, would you kiss me down there? While the water from our kissing, the moisture, the condensation was dripping off the insides of the windows, dripping off the windshield. Inside every water droplet was a stench of pussy. And she wanted me to kiss me down there. I brought my fingers to my nose. I didn't know what the hell I was or what I was doing. I just wanted to go back to an Estes rocket. I wanted to get back to making a fucking go-kart in my yard. I wanted to get back and try to modify the lawnmower somehow and sharpen the blade because my dad said I could. I didn't want to be in this stink of horror with this woman. I don't think you do either. But where do you go from? Your friends are all dried up. They're all gotten older. Where do you go? This bitch is there. You're paying her to be there with your assets, with the equity on your house. You're paying this slut to be there. She wouldn't be there with you in a million years. She'd be taking 15 fucking 0.5 pounds to somebody like Norm Augustinus's cock, and I'd just walk away. Free and clear. That's my hands clapping together. Free and clear. What's the recording is about? Is what? The recording's about a candle with a wooden wick that crackles. It somehow does something in her mind. I'm hearing crackling fires. I'm fucking seeing all these shades of flickers and movements on the ceiling from the candle flame. Look at that. Looks like a coyote. Look at that. Looks like a tree with flowers. Look at that. It looks like a big estate with a long, round driveway. She sees this shit in the goddamn imagery of that fucking candle going. You know what you should see is how to get out of there. You get out of there, man. You're dragging your dick in the floor and you run out of there like a wolf, like someone in transition, like the moon is full. You just get out of there and you start running and you come back to who? Your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. That's who's talking right now, in case you didn't know that. You get out of there, don't you? The crackling sound she wants to hear of a fireplace. What if that's telling you? She's going to say this while you're fucking making out with her and your cock is bottomed out in her fuck hole. You know, one day I hope to have a big fireplace. She's saying this in your ear while your cock's going in and out of her hole. A big fireplace with a walnut mantle like the rarest wood there is. A walnut mantle and all kinds of heat-elators and all kinds. And she's saying this already and putting this cracking sound and hypnotizing you into this bullshit. And what you say back is this. I'm allergic to wood dust. I don't like wood burning. The dust gets in the air. I start choking. Crackling sounds make me feel like something in my bones are crackling. Like the cartilage between my fucking bones, between my spinal column, the disc are cracking, are breaking down. And that's exactly what it is, man. Flickering candles with big wooden flames. We had all kinds of flickering candles with big wooden flames when I was in Viet fucking Nam. We would drop bombs all over the place. Isn't that the same thing? Look at the flickering candle. Look at the shapes. It's like a mini fireplace. Look at it. Love it. Take your time paying for it, man. These three wick candles is one thing. I've had this happen to me once time. One or two times. She wants to burn a candle. I don't want to burn a candle. I want to smell your pussy straight. I want to see what I'm getting into. How many times, how many dicks you've taken. It's been thousands. A mile of meat a month. 12 miles of meat a year. Now, let me explain something there. Let me put a little connoisseur, an addendum there. I'm just talking the cunt. Now, if you double it to the asshole, you're talking double that amount. People fuck the cunt and the asshole today. It's standard fucking practice, isn't it? It's standard practice as she comes out and tells you, you're not a perfect fucking fit. Here she comes. She can barely walk. She took 10 inches fucking all night in her shithole, another 14 inches in her cunt. She's out there with perfume on that's masking the sin of what she is, the reality of what she is. You can't see her record. You're just not a perfect fit. I'm sorry. Maybe next time. Hey, next time, you white motherfucker, working nonstop person. We don't want that here. There she is, man. Look at her. Take your time paying for her. This chick with her candles, the burning wood, the flickering light, the aroma. It's nonsense. It's insanity. This isn't reality. Look at the size of it, how accessible they make it. It's the same thing they've done with restraining orders. You know what it costs to get a restraining order? Zero. All a bitch has to do is go in and say, you did this or that, and you threatened her this way. You got a restraining order. You can't come to your house, not 500 feet, and you're making the payments on it. It's the same thing with this. It's a non sequitur, non-reality. It's a candle and 3 inches in diameter, 5 inches in diameter. The wax is 4 inches deep and there's a wooden stick in it. And this is the reality she carries around in her purse, and you should be afraid of that. You should be deeply concerned about that. Goddamn buildings and the villages and the hamlets everywhere with the carbon filters and carbon filtering the air from the stench of pussy. And again, why do they have to do that? They have to do it because if you catch on to the slob, the slag, the freak, this thing you're with that smells so deeply bad, if you catch on to what's really going on, this odor, you'd never be around them. If you're not around them, she can't push anybody to buy anything. Her charge cards eventually bottom the fuck out. Her bank account's empty. The shit she pulls on her father, the sympathy and all this other con she pulls on her dad, that all dies out and she's on the fucking street. These candles, man. Here you go. You know, when I have a friend at a used car shop, used car salesman, how much time I got left? A friend at a used car place. He's a new car salesman, but he does sell used cars. And he said, one of the biggest things they do, he told me, this is, he can't be like this. He said, Norm, I want to tell you something on the QT. You know, that's some old term. I don't know where it's from. But if they tell you something on the QT, it means the quiet touch between you and I. It's secret. It's private. I don't tell you something on the QT. You could try fuck stick someday if you want while you're working at a screw machine factory, while your goddamn wife is giving head to the guy next door and filling his groceries with fucking his refrigerator that you're paying for. And tell you something on the QT, he said. I said, yeah, what is it? Let's call him Bill. I said, what is it, Bill? He said, you know, when we have a detailer come in, they contract with someone else, only if it's velour, to suck out the stench of pussy if it was a female-owned car from the seat. Now think of that. They have to have a special person come in. The person has to come in and suck out the stench of pussy from the car seat that she's been sitting on for 2 or 3 years and the least she couldn't afford. They have to come, someone come over and get the stench of pussy out. They have to extract it, man. They have to get it out. The stench of pussy because of a female-owned car, the lease. They're getting rid of it and you're getting it. Here you go. I don't understand it. I bought this car, man. Thought it was a good deal. All I've had are fucking headaches. Non-stop headaches. You know, I have headaches. It's not the pressure and the stress and all that. Because you were in a chick's car. It was permeated with a stench of pussy. Just like houses, just like cars, just like any place they sit. I mean, if you were to smell the seats of a place at workplace, your place, and female floor. I used to work and live in Manhattan. If you were to smell those seats, you couldn't be there. They got gigantic fans sucking a stench of pussy out nonstop. Now, most people would say this. That's not really nice, Norm. That's not really nice. It doesn't fit. You sound like a misogynist. You're saying stuff. Motherfucker, they got to you. They got to you, and you're given the answers you're supposed to give. I was just like that. I was in a place with a lot of other people that had a different viewpoint, left or right, whatever you want to say. And they got broke down. They start talking like that. If you find yourself talking like that and you try to reach back to what you once were, you'll see that you've been sold out on your own self. That's not really vice nice, Norm. That's not really nice to talk about the stench of pussy. How does that equate to anything? The stench of pussy that women make people go down there and eat them out. What kind of a goddamn world is this? They make you eat them out. They go out at night, man, looking for 12 inches at a bar. They never met a guy, and they'll take the 12 inches wherever. This is the person you're dealing with, man. You got to wake up, especially at this holiday season. This is the holidays, man. You're a mameluke, you're a rube, you're an easy mark. It's the holidays. Time for $2,000 iPhones and gifts at the 1st of January and gifts at Christmas time. They're running all over with their thumb up their ass looking to find some screw like you to be able to extract money out of for that small time. Then in January 15, you're fucking gone. You're gone, man. Walk and find yourself trees. Head goddamn north and keep walking north, man. It's your only way the fuck out, man. I'm not shitting you, man. I'm about dead with what I know is coming. They're talking about fucking Slim's coming, cutting your head off and doing all kinds of shit to fucking Mexicans. It's not none of that shit. They're trying to distract you from that. The real issue is the stench of pussy stopping sales in the corporate environment, stopping sales completely when you say to yourself, why would I buy a decaying piece of roadkill? That's what her pussy smells like. Why would I go into debt for fucking 3 years for what when it smells like that? And she's pushing my head down there, man. Why?
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock,
in cyberspace. It's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Grace, how are you? Did you have a happy Thanksgiving Day? I want to tell you something. The other day I found the shell of a Thanksgiving Day dinner turkey lying on a public bench at a bus stop. The turkey was hollowed out, but still fully intact. Of course, there was no neck or head. One of the turkey legs was still connected to the turkey, but the other turkey leg was missing. When I looked inside the shell of the turkey, I saw an empty can of cranberry sauce. The lid was still attached, but it had been bent back. A pair of heavily soiled women's panties had been jammed into the can. There was also a balled-up hunk of Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil inside the turkey. I pulled the foil apart. Grace, someone had wrapped old marijuana roaches in the ball of Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil. There was about an inch of solidified turkey gravy lying in the bottom of the turkey. When I mopped out the gravy using a sock I found on the floor of the bus, I found a used cum-filled Magnum XL rubber. The rubber was knotted off, and the reservoir tip of the Magnum XL was filled with bubbling jism.
I believe the cum had fermented. Grace, I think two people on Thanksgiving Day sat at the back of the bus, and they ate turkey and cranberry sauce, and they smoked weed, and then they fucked. When they were done fucking, they stuffed her cum panties into the metal can. There was a 2-inch in diameter hole bored into the rear of the cum panty. I'm sure it was a dick hole. With all my heart, I believe the woman walked off that bus with a turkey leg lodged in her cunt. How the used-up shell of an unwanted turkey ended up on the public bench, I don't know. What I know for sure is this. Someone used the body of the bird as a trash bag. I guess nothing is as old as a holiday that has passed. Also, the turkey smelled like pussy, real bad. I took a photograph of the turkey and its contents. Please see attached photos. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the pop-up Christmas store just off Main Street and Olive Avenue. Your big-titted little sister was wearing a Santa costume and huge plastic Santa boots. Her job was to try and get people to stop inside the pop-up Christmas store by waving around a large grand opening sign. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she dropped the grand opening sign, and she dove head-first into the side of a giant 10-foot by 10-foot attention-getting Christmas present. While your big-titted little sister was inside the display Christmas present, she took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and she laid on her back, and she aimed her pussy and asshole at the opening in the side of the Christmas present that she had created when she dove into the wrapped gift box. Grace, when I dove into the opening that her body had made as it went into the huge present, I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman dove headfirst into the hole in the side of the gift box, and she said,
"I saw the both of you jump into this giant Christmas present. I get it. You're horny. Newsflash, I can smell pussy, and so can everyone else that is walking past the pop-up Christmas store. As you can see, I'm quite good looking. I've got big jugs, and my shithole opening and pussy entrance are super tight and something to behold. Let me give you some backstory. I'm English. Where I come from, Slims are beheading people right and left. Slims is short for Muslims. That's why I left the UK. I'm living here now. Today, I drove a hatchet through the heads of two Slims when they came to my friend's house to collect dirty diapers. They worked for a diaper cleaning service. When my hatchet didn't kill them, my friend cut the both of them down using a modified Glock that shoots 1,200 rounds per minute. I got a snippet of that audio. Let me play it now. I've been ignoring my needs. I aim to solve that right now. I want you to rim me, just like you're rimming your girlfriend, and I want you to eat me out also. In exchange for pleasuring me, I'll buy the both of you Christmas gifts. Now, what's it gonna be?
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Girls, have we got a product for you. Wherever you're standing in the store, I'm asking you to please look up at one of our giant 100-inch full HD store monitors. What you're looking at is a consumed Thanksgiving Day turkey carcass. Oh, it's real, all right. Why would you want this item? Because at the bottom of this turkey is a half gallon of turkey gravy, and somewhere in that gravy is a knotted-off used Magnum XL condom. Fish through that gravy and find that rubber, and you can either drink the cum or pour the cum into your stretched-out pussy. Ladies, we've only got 50 of these turkeys. Give this unique item as a holiday gift or buy it for yourself. Women enjoy drinking cum, and they especially like it when cum is poured into their hungry, throbbing gash. Everyone asked me where the rubbers and cum come from. It's your lucky day. These rubbers were found on the grounds of Woodstock. The jism has been fermenting underground inside knotted-off Magnum XLs for 56 years. Cum and gravy, turkey carcasses, and used knotted-off rubbers. For only $99.99, you'll be a part of history. In this gravy, you might find the rubber that was once inside Janis Joplin's cunt. Come on up to the counter right now and get yourself one of these turkey carcasses. Each one is wrapped in saran wrap, which guarantees your car will not get soiled. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just... onto our enormous Christmas tree located in our store lobby. Mandy was standing on a 25-foot ladder polishing Christmas tree ornaments when she suddenly shit! Her runny manure has covered half the tree. Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome, and she's extremely horny. According to the floor manager, a large amount of snowflakes blew up Mandy's dress while she was polishing one of our prized antique store ornaments. The tree is only 5 feet from our magnificent brass-plated revolving entrance door. Those snowflakes melting on her hot thighs and lower back reminded Mandy of the time she pulled a train inside a homemade igloo near her house when she was a teenager. Because of that memory, Miss Phelps got turned on and her asshole suddenly gave way.
I've been constipated for 6 months. When that snow came through the lobby door and went up my dress, it gave me goose pimples. And it reminded me of the time I pulled a train in an igloo in the dead of winter when I was a teen. I got turned on standing on that ladder, and my vaginal lubricant somehow oiled my closed, constipated asshole, and I shit. It was a miracle. You people can go fuck yourselves. I'm 25 pounds lighter. To hell with you bastards. I hate all of you.
Attention maintenance, report to the main lobby. Please bring mops, buckets, scrub brushes, wet and dry vacuums, and Airwick solids to the lobby. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Merry Christmas! That is all.
Fuck!
Ah!
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 Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.